Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick-hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. We install a simple sales framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. If you want more sales in your business as soon as this week, go to FactorOne.io. That's FactorOne.io. Today's guest is Erin Montgomery. Erin is certified by Jack Canfield as a Success Principles trainer, and he has nearly three decades of experience in small business support. He is the co-founder and CEO of Success Group, which helps businesses with goal setting, business planning, and customer-focused marketing. Erin is the author of The Fundamental of Business. I love that name. The Fundamentals of Business Success. Co-founder of the Radical Goal Getters Mastermind Experience and co-host of the industry's oldest and most listened to podcast, Two Regular Guys Podcast. Erin is going to share a BizHub about persistence. So Erin, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you for having me. So my story is back when I was much younger, unfortunately. But in my early adult career, I was in my 20s. I was a starving salesman and I worked for a label printing company. And I honestly was pretty terrible at sales in hindsight. When I look back on it, I just didn't, that wasn't me. But I was blessed to have this really wonderful sales manager who kind of helped me learn about persistence. He knew that honestly, a big challenge for me as a salesman was I was terrified of being told no. That rejection, I was so afraid of it. And so I honestly avoided making sales calls. And so what we did is we changed my process. And he said, okay, here's the deal. We're going to base your day on being told no 20 times. After you get to 20, you can call it a day, right? If that's in the middle of the day, excellent. You have the whole afternoon off. If you make it a little bit further, right? So it meant that at that point, though, I needed to get really creative and find reasons to reach out to people. I had a lead list to go off of. I was trying to find new people, but ultimately, I just had to keep making the calls. And one of the companies on my lead list was a candy company called Patsy's Candies. And by the way, they make really, really delicious candy. And I also found many excuses not to just call them, but to drop by and sample the goods, right?
I do the same, yeah.
So, but anyhow, I basically called them religiously for about 6 months or so, and I never really got past the gatekeeper. It was always, nope, we're happy with our supplier of labels. You can't talk to the owner, you can't talk to the decision maker. And so I just always left it with a reason to call them back the next time, and basically just kind of put them towards the bottom of my list. And so I experienced one afternoon where I was kind of low on energy and I just wanted to really get to my 20 no's. So I'm like, oh, well, there's a guaranteed no right there. I can make that no happen, no problem. And I called up, usual spiel, you know, Erin Montgomery, I'm here to help you if you have any needs for labels or anything that I can help you with. And just expecting them to say, nope, we're good, and walk away. Well, that's not what happened. Actually, I was put through to the owner. And after a real quick, brief conversation, he said, hey, can you just come down here? I want to show you some things and talk to you about, you know, what the opportunities are here. So I got there. I was super excited because as a label salesperson, being able to sell labels to a candy company, that's a good deal. They use a lot of labels every day. And so I got there and he started walking me around the shop as if I'm like, well, are we going to talk about the sales here? And it really was more of an order taking mission is what he's like, okay, this is what we need here. This is what we need here. This is what we need here. And I'm just following around writing notes as fast as I can. And finally got back to his office and I had the nerve to ask him, so why after all these months, just out of the blue, are you finally switching? Right. And he said, okay, well, follow me. And he took me out to the shipping department. And he handed me this box of chocolates from a company called See's Candies. And this is their biggest competitor. And he said, my current label company, well, now my former label company, this was my Christmas gift from them. And I was like, oh, whoops. So there you go. So sweat the small stuff too. Make sure that you're not sending a competitor's chocolates as a gift to a candy company.
So
But
aggressive, huh?
yeah, so it was a really interesting reminder for me. So basically, because I was persistent, because I was showing up and he knew who I was, and I mm-hmm. left the conversations never upset that I wasn't getting through, never overly pushy, just persistent, just yes. saying, hey, how can I help? And that stuck out for him and the people at his company. And when I called again, just happened to be right place, right time. And that order actually really saved my whole sales career. I was getting business from them that equated to, in 1 month, equated to what I was making the whole year. And that was an ongoing monthly order that it was just pretty much standard. So as long as we didn't break the chain, as long as I didn't give him chocolates from his competitor, we were good. So it was such an amazing learning experience that I still tell that story to this day.
Aaron, I love it. Thank you so much. No is a very scary word for most people, you know, and I love that you're sharing this because you never know after how many no's you're going to get a yes.
Exactly.
And no is not a bad thing to have. Well, in my experience, it's just you getting measured.
Yep.
Like if you have the no, okay, what do I need to modify here? What do I need to tweak?
Yep.
And after the tweaks, then you'll get the yes.
Exactly.
Because now your message is different from that initial one that you sent.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. You just have to look at no as a not yet.
Exactly.
What do I need to do to make that adjustment and just keep showing up? The only way you're ever actually going to fail is when you stop trying. So you give up on the persistent. So,
yes. Well, depending on the context, but because sometimes no is no.
But, absolutely. Let's be very clear on that.
But yes, it reminded me of a story that I heard recently. Josh told me this story about this guy who builds websites, and he would just cold call all day long. And all he would say whenever he said the hello, he'd be like, do you need a website? And I mean, for sure, a lot of people said no, but there were people who at some point said yes.
Yeah.
So he persisted in his cold calling with his one phrase, do you need a website? So that's the story that I think it could be useful for everybody.
It totally is.
Persistence, you know, of you going and just grinding and being okay. I will look for the no. But what if you get a yes? Mm-hmm. Like the no, we already have it.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you so much, Aaron.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Yeah, so I help small businesses, typically in the t-shirt printing industry, but we've been able to work with people across all different industries. And really, the Fundamentals of Business Success book is what all of the information is based on. So that's my book right there, The Fundamentals of Business Success. And that's where most people start, is they say, okay, what's the process? What's the cycle? And then from there, we work with them in different ways through different training, live experiences, or even mastermind groups. So if people want to check that out, they can go to osg.link/FBS and look for information on the book. And that'll also get you to our website, which will tell you more about our success group as well.
Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Aaron Montgomery, for coming on and sharing his story about persistence. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if your sales are down right now and you can't seem to turn it around, go to factor1.io and let's see if we can slingshot you into momentum. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factor1.io. That's factor1.io.